Trent and Reacher went back to the vault. They got back to work. Clink, clink went the gold bars. A fast rhythm. Her best workers. Will said, the USB drive was still in the envelope. The envelope was in her inside jacket pocket. I saw the corner. I couldn't get near it without being accused of assault. What was on it? Reacher said. I don't know. I just told you I couldn't get near it. Speculate, Reacher said. Purely as a mental exercise. Pretend you're a police officer. Make yourself think like a detective. Data? About what? I don't know. To do with the loans? Or separate? Separate, Will said. If it was an electronic copy of the accounts, it would have been in the same envelope as the percentage cut. Excellent, Reacher said. You're pretty good at this. You should think about taking it up for a living. Thank you. So what kind of separate thing could it be? Something secret, I guess. For what purpose? To sell, I suppose. She's clearly corrupt. She told you she's planning to retire. Maybe she wants a nest egg. What kind of secret? Will said. Well, at Fort Knox, I guess there's an obvious answer. Except Baldani supplies the thumb drive. How could he? Lukather must know more about the security here. She's the CO. This is the Army. I guarantee Lukather knows a level Baldani doesn't. So the USB isn't Fort Knox security. It's some other secret that Baldani supplies from below, which might narrow it down a bit. They worked on for a minute. Clink, clink. Reacher said, where will she sell it? Will said, what's a POV? A privately owned vehicle. And somewhere far away. She told Baldani to gas it up. When will she sell it? I think as soon as she can. She kept it in her inside jacket pocket, which feels very guarded in an intimate way, but also temporary, like it's precious, but it won't be in there for long. They worked another minute. Clink, clink. Reacher said, we'll finish this job tomorrow. That's why she let us stay. You were right. We'll be off the base. If we want to know what she's doing, we have to find out. Tonight.